The America that we are living in right now is not a free America. When is it okay to be the land of the free and the home of the brave again? Welcome to Not Free America Radio. I am your host, Mike Donovan, and tonight, over 20,000 dead. CV-19 rages through the United States of America. This global pandemic is here, and the people of these United States are in terror. We are hiding in our homes, under our couches, and under our beds, and we are hoping and praying that someone somewhere comes up with a vaccine or a cure. But, you know, at least, I was thinking about this the other day, you know what? At least with a virus, we get an actual death toll, right? I mean, we can trust it. Or can we? You know, I'm going to start tonight on something that I think is really, really important. How many people are dying from CV-19? I believe this virus is real. I believe it poses a serious threat to humanity, to the people of the United States. I do not believe it's a hoax. But I do believe that the death toll may be overstated. And I'll tell you why. Because I was reading the CDC guidance, the clinical criteria for evaluating a person under investigation for COVID-19 death, okay? And what it says is really, really interesting to me, and I think you might find it interesting too. It says that in cases where a definite diagnosis of COVID-19 cannot be made, but it is suspected or likely that the circumstances are compelling, that COVID-19 caused or had a cause of death, it is acceptable to report COVID-19 on a death certificate as probable or presumed. In these instances, certifiers should be using their best clinical judgment in determining if a COVID-19 infection was possible or likely. Now, here's the problem, folks. Why aren't we testing everybody? Is it not odd to people that we can't test globally? We have companies out there that can produce these tests and they can make money off of them even. Like, it doesn't make any sense to me that we don't have true nationwide testing. And if you're in a hospital or in a morgue and you have a body there and it's dead and you believe it, that person died from COVID-19, you're telling me we can't test that? Why would we ever need to put on the birth certificate that we think it might have been COVID-19? And what is the difference? In the 20,000 dead Americans for COVID-19, does anybody know how many of those are actual COVID-19 deaths and how many of them are presumed or probable? And again, I'm not interested in conspiracy theories, tinfoil hats, and the like. I'm interested in the truth. I'm interested in the facts. And the facts are what the facts are. There is a bucket of numbers, right? There's a bucket that is confirmed COVID-19 deaths. And then there's a bucket that is probable or presumed. Why can't we get those numbers released? See, I think it would be very interesting to know the delta between the people that we know actually died from this disease and the people that we think died from the disease. Because if you don't believe that mass hysteria can occur when people are afraid, you've been asleep for the last 2 weeks, because this entire situation is about mass hysteria. Now, mass hysteria isn't always wrong, oftentimes founded and fundamentally founded in a reasonable fear. But it is, see, the things that we do in response to fear that make or break our success in life. Fear is a challenger to us. And I think the biggest concern I have right now is that the people of these United States have not met that challenge in any way that resembles the raw passion, the ideology, the promise of America. That promise that said that when the going gets tough, the tough get going. We roll up our sleeves and we fix problems. You know, when I see so many good things about this aspect of what it means to be an American in the way people are responding to this disease. But instead of calculating a global shutdown of the country, and instead of working state by state with the media and a lot of pressure to convince states and local governments to shut down, instead of putting a bunch of energy and a bunch of pressure and a bunch of time into making new laws that criminalize all kinds of normal behavior and then spending time and money and resources on enforcing that, couldn't we have instead come together and said we're going to have people help take care of the ill, and we're going to have people who are qualified to find a cure or something that can be used to mitigate the disease? Why wouldn't we have taken all of the energy that the United States has put into hiding in our homes, into getting a solution that doesn't require us to continue to hide in our homes? The United States federal projections show a huge spike in coronavirus infections in the summer if current lockdown and social distancing measures are lifted after 30 days, from the Daily Mail. They don't want to lift the lockdown. It's a fear. And look, many of the people that are, making these decisions, they're not the Dr. Jekyll kind of mastermind people. These people are responding to fear just like we all are. But in fear, we want to control. We want to take stock of the things that we can control. So when the government's afraid, oh, that's a scary thing, folks. That's a scary thing when your government's afraid because it wants control. And see, the government, In the interesting thing about the American experiment, it's always been a conflict, right? Because the American government is of, by, and for the people. But our founders understood that the people, in order to keep that ownership, had to be able to say thanks, but no thanks. We want to do something else. In other words, the power had to be vested in the people. 95% of the people in the United States are locked down. There's no power in that, folks. Even if 95% of the people of these United States decided to stay in their homes so that we could contain this pandemic, if that's what needed to happen, would have been wonderful and worthy of celebration. But it is not wonderful and worthy of celebration that 95% of Americans are on lockdown because they're prisoners. The government says that if we lift these shelter-in-place orders on May 30th, another 200,000 people could die. Really. I wonder how many of those are going to be probable or presumed. I wonder how many will be in the Delta. Will we know? Will they tell us? They're saying, hey, look, if we don't, it could be even worse. It could be up to 300,000 deaths. Daily Mail reported it today. Now, this is serious, folks, because here's the question. When is it okay to come back to normal? When is it okay to be the land of the free and the home of the brave again? Crazy times, folks. Governor of Kentucky, oh my God. The governor of Kentucky says police are going to be monitoring and recording the license plates numbers of those who choose to attend things like church on Easter. And then health officials will be dispatched to their homes to put them into a 14-day forced quarantine. You understand what you go to church. The governor of Kentucky says you can't go to church. And if you do go to church, I'm going to send my Gestapo to your home. What happened to, hey, you want to go to church? You want to go out? You got to quarantine. Why do we have to send the SS out for people? You know, this is, guys, even if you say, oh, that's ridiculous, it's not, because it can get there. Here's the problem. One thing that we've always known as Americans is that we don't have to worry about it because the system is set up to make sure that we have the power. And in this moment of a global pandemic and the fear of something we can't see, taste, touch, or feel that could kill us, we have completely abdicated our responsibility. Our responsibility as Americans. We don't deserve this anymore. I'm sitting over here trying to convince you to understand that you deserve more than what you're getting. This is not the promise of America. It isn't. And it's not going to get better this way. It's not going to get better this way because this is a power grab. It's control. It isn't on purpose. In other words, the government didn't create the virus to make this happen. But the fact that it's happening is still going to be impossible. It's impossible to roll back these controls. That's why it was so important at the founding of our country to set it up in the right way. We didn't do that. And this country has suffered the sins of that for hundreds of years. The civil rights movement, the broken promise of America. I can't sit here and say we need to be Americans and be living up to the promise of America. The last 2 weeks we failed. The last 2 weeks we failed. The last 200 plus years we failed. But that's what it also means to be an American. We're fighting to get better. And if you look, the 1960s, the 1970s, the 1980s, 90s, 2000s, we are making progress. It doesn't feel like it all the time. But as I'm telling you, there is significant progress happening in this country. And it's all gone when the people of this country choose to step away and not live up to the responsibility that is vested in a free person. You don't have to be free, my friend. But if you want to be free, you got to be willing to fight for it. Thanks for joining me on Not Free America Radio, episode 10 tonight. Thank you guys so much. Join me tomorrow, Easter Sunday, for a special episode podcast where we will be talking about church, religion in the United States, what happens tomorrow, what kind of horrible civil rights catastrophes are we going to see when we watch police officers drag pastors from pulpits and out of their churches. It's a wonderful country we live in, folks. Welcome to the United States of America, KKKA. I will talk to you all tomorrow. Stay safe and stay healthy. Thanks.